Welcome to the Cost Segregation Authority series. Today we are covering Piggly Wiggly Southern, Incorporated versus Commissioner. The tax court decided this case in 1985. The 11th Circuit Court of Appeals confirmed it in 1986. This case comes up in grocery and supermarket cost segregation studies, and it comes with an important caution that you need to hear. Piggly Wiggly Southern operated grocery stores. The company had HVAC systems in those stores. Not all HVAC is the same. General building HVAC keeps shoppers comfortable. It is there to serve the people in the building. But some HVAC in a grocery store serves a different purpose. Grocery stores run refrigeration equipment. Display cases, walk-in coolers, and freezers generate heat as a byproduct. Keeping the refrigeration system running requires removing that heat. Some HVAC units were tied directly to the refrigeration operations of the stores. The company argued that the HVAC serving the refrigeration operations should qualify as personal property, not general building HVAC, refrigeration support HVAC. There is a difference. The tax court agreed. Because those units served a specific operational purpose tied to the store's business activity rather than just general building comfort, they qualified as Section 1245 personal property. Faster depreciation. The 11th Circuit confirmed that result. Now here is the caution. The IRS did not agree with this outcome. After the case was decided, the IRS formally published what is called a non-acquiescence. That is a notice saying, "We lost this case, but we do not accept the result as the right answer." The IRS also flagged this case in its own audit technique guide, which examiners use when reviewing cost segregation studies. That guide references Piggly Wiggly as a case where the IRS notes disagreement. What does that mean practically? It means this case is useful but narrow, and you cannot use it loosely. If your grocery store has HVAC that genuinely serves a refrigeration purpose, this case provides legal support, but you have to be able to show the connection. You need to document that the units in question are serving the refrigeration load, not just general building comfort. If you cannot show that, the IRS position is that these units belong in real property. Using this case for general building HVAC because you happen to own a grocery store would be an overclaim. The case is about function. HVAC that cools the shoppers stays as building property. HVAC that supports the refrigeration equipment has a legal argument for faster write-off. When your engineer studies a grocery or supermarket property, Piggly Wiggly Southern is one piece of the analysis. It is cited carefully with documentation of what each HVAC unit actually does. Because the IRS has already said in writing that it does not agree with the broader reading of this case, the factual support has to be solid. Thanks for listening to the Cost Segregation Authority series. To see how this case applies to your property, take a look at the authority library in your report.